Hello, my name is Eli Tuckman, and thank you for joining me in our study of Mishnayos Maseches Trumos. During the Hafrasha of Trumos and Maestros, when one is declaring that this is Truma or this is Maestro, what we've referred to before as Kriyas Shem, we've discussed the fact that the person doing that, separating out the Trumos and Maestros, must have intention. It's also true that he has to actually verbalize his intention, and the words must match his intention. That is to say, if he meant to say one thing and actually said another thing, it is meaningless, and neither his intention nor his words would apply. And actually, the same thing is true not only with regard to separating Trumas and Maestros, but also with regard to setting aside something for Kodshim, right, to be a Karban, and also for Nidarim, if someone takes a vow to avoid benefit or prevent somebody else from having benefit. And we'll discuss the specifics of this in our Mishnah. So the Mishnah begins, Perek Gimel Mishnah Ches, begins HaMiskavein Lomar Truma. So a person intends to take Truma, the Amar Meiser, and accidentally the word that came out of his mouth was Meiser. So he said, Hareza Meiser, and he meant to say Hareza Truma. Alternatively, Maaser v'amar truma. He intended to take maaser, but he accidentally said the word truma. So we know, we will see later in the Mishnah, lo amar klum. It's nothing. It's meaningless. It is neither truma nor maaser. And he says to put it back in the pile and start again. Ola v'amar shlamim. If a person intends to give an animal as a karban ola, a karban that is fully burnt on the mizbeach, but instead of the words ola coming out of his mouth, the word shlamim came out. So he meant ola and he said shlamim. Or shlamim v'amar ola. He intended to bring a karban shlamim, which is a completely different kind of karban that is partially eaten by the kohanim and partially eaten by the owner and partially burnt on the mizbeach. And instead he said ola, which is fully burnt on the mizbeach. Again, lo amar klum, it's meaningless. Now, what if a person made a neder? I vow, right? She'eini nechnas l'bayis zeh. I am not going to go into this house. I make a neder that I will not enter the house on the northwest corner of that block, of that intersection. The Amar Lazet, but he accidentally said the other one. So he accidentally said the house on the northeast corner, and he meant the house on the northwest corner. Or, She'eni Nehel Lazet, the Amar Lazet. I am not going to get any benefit from Reuven. And he actually said, I'm not getting any benefit from Shimon. So in all of these cases, lo amar klum. What he said is meaningless, and it has no effect, no impact whatsoever. Ad shehiu piv v'libo shavim. One's mouth and one's heart, that is to say, the words that one speaks and the intention that one has in his mind, shavim, must be the same, must be equal. And if they differ, then the words that you came out of your mouth and the intention that you had in your head, neither applies.